It begins in 3, 2, 1. You mean the pictures are hung, kind of? They are hung. We just have 3 more to hang.
Kinda. You can't hang all the pictures without hanging all the pictures. Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your Kentucky Fried Couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, July 9th, 2012.
And this is episode 66 in the mix. We have Renee Valentine from here, good old Louisville, Kentucky. And we have myself, JJ Valentine from the great state of North Kakalaki.
See, you doing all that didn't cover the fact that you played a very private conversation from earlier before the podcast.
There's no way that that's going to be private because the same thing would have came up and will come up.
I know, but, you know, I wouldn't have talked like, you know, a person who doesn't know how to talk.
What do you mean?
You wouldn't have talked. So
you weren't talking normally?
I guess
in that
I
private
was.
Conversation?
Well, so I guess you, I was.
So are you telling the listeners here that when you talk on the show, you're putting on airs?
No, I have 2 dialects of speaking.
Okay.
I have the outside speaking and I have the inside speaking.
Okay.
I've always been that way. Have you not always been that way?
Nah.
Yet, well, you're like that now.
What do you mean I'm like that now?
I've heard someone is calling me about business. I'm going to get my business voice on. And then I've heard I'm hanging and chilling with Renee voice.
So,
I mean, your dialects are different.
So here on the podcast, this is the business part of the day. So you telling the listeners here that you're giving us.
I'm not giving you any fake. It's just a different side of me.
Oh yeah. Oh no, babe. I mean,
don't be saying I'm fake.
I mean, at Nerdtacular, you were pretty buck wild.
Well, that's at Nerdtacular. This is different. It's a podcast that's going out to many, many, many different ears.
Oh, yeah?
So, I don't want to say picture when I mean picture.
Right.
You know? That's all.
I hear you. I hear you. So, we want to just welcome everyone for listening and, want to thank the folks here that are in the chat room. We have Mr. Snyder Mahler out there for us. What's going on, man?
Hi.
Hope it's going well out there in the great Salt Lake City. So definitely. So, this past week in our weekend wrap up, what did we do?
This is not necessarily the weekend, but it's close enough. On July 4th, 4th of July,
right,
we were chilling at home, and as the day progressed, it was getting warmer in the house and warmer. And Jay kept commenting on how warm it was throughout the day, and it came to the point where we realized there was something wrong with the air.
Right.
So Jay did his little investigative work. He went outside, and you did whatever you do out there.
Yeah.
And I was just sitting inside and sweated.
So I went outside and just figured out, I looked at the thermostat for first and I noticed that the thermostat was up to like 85, 86 degrees. And I was really trying to figure out what was going on, make sure that it was on cool, the AC was on and all that other stuff. And went outside to see what exactly was going on. So I went outside and I noticed that the compressor wasn't running on the AC. And what the compressor does, I guess it compresses the air. No. Well, it cools the air.
Yeah.
And everything. Yeah. And it wasn't running. So I came back in, shut everything down. I went out and checked the box to make sure that there was no circuits that had reset or anything like that. And I left everything off for like 15 minutes just to see, if that was it. There was no frost on the hoses, you know, and it was just, it was horrible. And then I turned everything back on and started it back up and
nothing.
So
for those of you all who don't know, July 4th, temperatures were about 102, 103. Yeah,
about 102 degrees.
And then, so that night.
Which is unusual.
That night wasn't so bad. It was going into night. I think it still had some cool air left from when it was working.
Right, right.
It wasn't so bad. But the next day, we were actually working from home.
Yep.
And our office is always a little hotter than everything else because we keep our computers in there and there's other things in there.
Right.
And this was, what time was it? It was about 9. And Jay was like, okay, that's it. I'm going to go get portable AC.
Oh, no. Actually, it was right after lunch. Cause you
was right after lunch. That's what it was. We actually
and I was
managed
on lunch.
To get through lunch.
Right.
But and it was so hot. It was 97 degrees in our house.
Right. That was the highest that it got in our house. Yeah. It was 97 degrees. And at one point, your PC, you had, you were getting the red dots on your screen from where your, video card was, overheating. And it was just really bad. And then one of my coworkers, Mike, had said, hey, dude, you should call Home Depot and see if you can get a portable AC unit to rent. And sure enough, I didn't go to Home Depot, but I went to a local shop here, that we use that's cheaper than Home Depot. And we rent and got a portable AC unit that was, a lifesaver.
Oh my gosh. So we brought it in the office at first on Thursday and it helped a little bit, but it was battling uphill battle. But
right.
So after we got done with work, we set it up in the back room, closed the door, and we taped the place where it was exhausting it. We taped it up really well.
Right.
And we left to go eat and we got back. The back was gloriously cold.
Yes. Yes.
It was awesome. So we weren't miserable that night.
Right. And honestly, I got a little freaked out that night because I had all the windows open. Patio doors were open except for in our room. We didn't have anything open in our room because that's where the AC was. Mm-hmm. And I was just sitting there. I was like, man, I'm surprised we just don't have a neon sign outside that said, hey, this house has everything open. Come on
yeah,
and get it,
yeah,
you know.
It's a little dangerous.
You know, but, I mean, it was just so hot and we had to do what we had to do. And then Friday morning was when, because we have a home warranty from when we bought the house and everything, the preferred vendor came out to look at it and he was like, they're going to have to replace it. And I'm like, what? He was like, I can't fix this. And I was like, come on now.
Right.
What's going on? You know, and he talking about it's going to be like Tuesday before we can get another AC unit. And so it kind of freaked me out because he was like, home warranties, they don't replace these units and you have to pay out of pocket and all this other stuff. And it kind of freaked me out. So I started called the home warranty folks and started asking them questions and everything. And I also told a guy to go ahead and get their person out here to give us a quote, you know, just so that we can be prepared. And then what had happened, there was a fire that actually happened inside the AC unit, electrical fire. There was a capacitor that actually shorted out. It was the starting capacitor that's kind of like the first defense if something was to go wrong in the AC unit. So it actually caught fire, busted in half, and a bunch of wires actually molded together. Or soldered together. And so he ended up splicing it. And he talked to his manager. They told him how to fix it. Splice the wires. Bypass the capacitor. And go straight to the second capacitor. Because it has dual capacitors.
Right.
And so.
Yeah. And it's crazy. Because our house could have caught on fire.
Right. Well. He said that it couldn't. But I just know. Anytime you say fire. And it's right next. You know. To the house.
Right.
It's going to freak me out. You know. And. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Well, I'm glad it's fixed now. Well, we got it fixed and it slowly cooled down. Jay was cheering it on the whole time.
Yep.
Finally got fixed. So eventually we're going to have to get a new unit. But for right now, it's working again.
Right. And it's doing a great job and right on time for the, the weather to cool down here in Louisville.
Yeah, because the highest it got was about 110.
Right.
But now it's cooling down. It's going to be in the 80s this week.
Right.
It's good for us.
Yep.
And then also this week, we were asked to videotape a wedding of one of my sister's friends. And it's so funny because I knew her when she was 6 years old. Now she's getting married. And that's how it is when you get older, I guess. So I got to put on a dress and look pretty.
And I got to look pretty handsome. I went and got me a nice snazzy shirt and tied a tie. Your dad was really shocked.
My dad is crazy. He just kept taking pictures of you like he's never seen you dressed up before. It was hilarious.
I know.
And he kept taking pictures of me too. I'm like, Dad, I don't look that much different, do I? And then I told Jay that every time I go to a wedding, I feel like I want to have another wedding. Right. There's so many options when you have a wedding. You can't do them all the first time.
But a wedding with me, though, right?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
I don't want a different groom.
Okay.
Another wedding with you.
I just had to make sure.
But one day we're going to have another one. It's going to be a different idea from what we did the first time.
Okay.
It's going to be a renewal of vows.
It's going to cost money?
Of course it's going to cost money. We can, like, pretend that we eloped and go to, like, somewhere fun.
Okay.
Or, yeah, we can do that.
You want to do a destination renewal or something like that?
Destination elopement renewal.
Oh, Renee.
Oh, me. So, that's all that we did this weekend. The AC messed everything up. We were going to go to the art museum, messed everything up.
Yeah, I mean, I was really excited about going to the art museum. And, you know, since, you know, I was told that there was no art museum here in Louisville.
Shut up, Jay. I have nothing to say to you on that.
But yeah, so maybe another Friday that we have off, maybe we can do something like that, or I don't know. We have to figure out something, but I would really like to go and check out what we have there in the Louisville Speed Art Museum. So with that, we're going to jump into a little tech.
Technology.
All right. So this past week in tech, this is funny, just because you all know that, you know, sometimes our family are not, they are not tech savvy sometimes.
No, not very.
And so while Mr. and Mrs. Crocker were in Europe, one of the things that I told her that she could do, instead of, you know, charging, you know, getting another phone plan and trying to figure out how much to spend and all this other stuff, for her to put Skype on her iPad. And then that way she would be able to talk to us wherever she had Wi-Fi. And it worked out great. It worked out really, really great for, you know, she had people that had paid for, international plans that couldn't use their phone there. And it was just a horrible experience for some of them, but she was able to, you know, pay for Wi-Fi at a hotel and schedule with us a time that we all were going to talk and we were going to talk on Skype. And she has a first generation iPad, so she wasn't able to have video on her end, but on our end, she would be able to see some video until, you know, the Wi-Fi kind of got bogged down and stuff. Right. And then yesterday,
my mom wanted to get Skype on her computer, so I walked her through getting it on her laptop.
Right.
And, after we got it on, older message from my sister to her popped up, but I thought it was from right then.
Right.
So I had her call my sister back, and my sister was actually driving and talking on the phone. And oh, when my parents get amazed by technology, it's hilarious.
Right.
So then my sister called back a few hours later to talk to everybody. So we called her on my mom's laptop, and the whole family was at dinner, like all of us. And
right.
And we set the laptop on the edge of the table, and everybody talked to her for like an hour.
I know.
It was great. It was like having her right there.
Right. And she had her laptop, and she was sitting on, you know, on her couch. And like, I mean, it was cool.
We can do that every time we have family dinner. Just call her up on Skype while we're eating and talking.
Yeah. And she gets sad.
Yeah, she'll get sad. But then she'll move back home faster.
Yeah. So it's a tool to try to get her to move back home faster.
So my mom always tries to embrace the new technology.
Right.
My dad shies away from it.
Yes.
He always says, I think he thinks he can't do that.
So, no, that's not what.
Or he doesn't want to.
Yeah, I think he's probably like you when it comes to competition. You know, he feels like he can't do it, then he's going to be like, if I can't do it well, I'm not going to do it at all. Kind of deal, you know.
Right.
And then also today is the day that if you have not checked your PC for the DNS change of malware, you may not be able to download this podcast or do anything else on the internet. The government is shutting down some malicious servers that was malware that would change the way that your DNS would work. So, there's a web link in, the show notes here. I know it may be a little late, but, you can check it.
Yeah, I'm sure you already know if your internet's down. So.
Yeah, definitely. And you're probably trying to clean it all up and everything. So, but that was a light weekend tech that we had aside from, AC drama. So let's hop on into a little media.
Media.
All right. So last week, in media, we had rolled for, you didn't update that, babe.
Oh, well, we rolled and we got Brokeback Mountain.
No, we got Gifted Hands, the Ben Carson story.
I do have the Gifted Hands on here.
What?
Movies for next week. So where's his Gifted Hands?
Oh.
And then we got Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, we just kept Brokeback. Yeah, I was just saying keep them on it so we could have watched them.
I did.
You confused me.
And there, sorry. look. Oh.
What?
I'm messing stuff up.
But yeah, anyway. So we had Gifted Hands with the Cuban Gooding. And when we had planned on, I actually was planning on watching it for Independence Day. But we didn't get a chance to because with the AC going out and it ruined a lot of stuff. You know, we missed a couple of recipes that you were wanting to do. And
it's all the AC's fault. So, hey, whatever.
But yeah, so,
we can just keep those same movies if you want.
Okay. But we can just take them out. I was going to leave them at the top of the Netflix list.
Okay. So we don't need to roll. We need to roll? So if we roll, we're going to have two more.
Well, no, we only rolled one last week because remember.
Oh, so are we going to roll one and then try to watch three?
Well, we can do whatever. Whatever you want to do, we can just keep it as is or what. So I guess we never talked about it. So
no, okay, fine. I'm going to roll one.
Okay. One. Roll one then.
78. What's 78?
78 is The Game.
The Game, like the rapper?
No, this is with Michael Douglas and Sean Penn.
Oh, is that an older one?
Financial, yep, 1997.
Ah, sounds 1997, that's when I graduated high school.
Yeah, I barely remember that movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't have to watch that one, but I do want to see Broken from Out in the Kitchen.
Okay, all right, I'll bump it up and we'll see.
That was a we'll see.
We'll see how it goes. Oh, so Eric in the chat room said that he liked it. So, okay. We got one person here saying that it was a great movie. So, see? All right. I'll change my tone about it. So, David.
You were all like, meh, meh, meh.
I was. And it's a David Fincher movie. And so, we'll definitely check it out then. So, we got a recommendation there. So, I feel better. You know, I really don't like Michael Douglas. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know why. No.
He played a character in a previous movie that you didn't like, and thus you don't like him.
I don't know.
That's probably what it is. That's what it always is.
No, I don't know. I don't.
It's okay if you don't like him. Some people just have inexplicable hate for some people.
I don't hate him.
Some people have inexplicable dislike for some people.
I don't dislike him.
You said, I don't like Michael Douglas.
Dislike. See, and I had to change the word.
Dislike and don't like is the same thing.
Well, here's the thing. When I was growing up, I couldn't say hate. So instead of hate, I had to say dislike. So in my mind, hate is synonymous with dislike.
So why don't you just say hate? So how come when I say you hate, why do you hate him? You said, I don't hate him.
I said, I don't hate him. I just don't like him.
No, you said, I don't hate him. I dislike him.
Did I say dislike?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Well, let's just say he's not your favorite person.
Dislike is just a few degrees less than hate. Hate is
that's
like
crazy. Well, I hope you never see you dislike me.
Why would I dislike you?
I'm just saying.
I dislike the way that you're badgering me about disliking hate right now. But I used to say hate a lot. And then my speech therapist back when I was in elementary school was like, you know, you shouldn't use the word hate because
that's a strong word.
That's a very strong word. You should say dislike.
Those are fighting words.
And I was like, okay. So I was like, if I don't say hey, I just say dislike. And I was like, and then, yeah. So I guess I did kind of go through a stage here mm-hmm. with this discussion where I was saying, I said dislike because I didn't want to say hate because I felt my speech therapist was saying, don't say hate. And I was like, well, I say dislike and it kind of is the same as hate for me. It's just a different word.
I didn't know what to say to that.
Your husband's crazy. That's what you, yeah, that's what you say crazy. To that. All right. So moving on. So, one of the things that we did not once, but twice.
Which was crazy.
Yeah, it was twice. I'm surprised twice. We did this. We actually played Munchkin with Danielle, Kimberly, and Dee.
Yeah, and okay, so the first time we played was just Dee and Danielle.
Right.
And it was a fun game. Like, they're getting into the games that we're bringing. Because right. we bring the heat in terms of games.
Right.
And Danielle almost... Like, we could have killed her twice.
Right.
But chose not to.
Right.
Because if we had killed her, her first time playing this game, she wouldn't have played anymore.
Right. So, what happened was, for those that play Munchkin, Munchkin is a tongue-in-cheek, very punny game of card game of kind of your group. Or you're playing a card game where it's kind of like Dungeons and Dragons a little bit. But you're backstabbing each other and you're just trying to get to level 10. A normal game takes about an hour or so. I mean, it's a really, really, really good, fun game. If you want to learn more about it, there's a podcast that just launched at Major Spoilers called Munchkin Land. And that's at majorspoilers.com. Or you can search for it called Munchkin Land. But, one of the monsters that Daniel had to fight would, if she had lost, one of the bad things that happened is you lose your gear, you lose everything.
Right.
You're dead.
Like, totally. Like, no one ever died in the times that I played. So I was like, holy crap, people can die. And that first game was fun. I actually tied with Danielle. That was fun. Uh-huh. And the next time, Kim came in. And this time, Danielle died. Like, for real, she died. And I don't know why she almost died three times. And then the last time, we were just like, okay, Danielle, you're dead. But I think she'll still play.
Yeah.
But it was really fun. And yep. game nights like that are really fun. Like, having a game night with, you know, my sisters is fun.
Right. Definitely. Definitely. I mean, and then too, I mean, it's kind of good. I mean, I really appreciate them, you know, embracing, you know, this mm-hmm. fun part of us where we can share with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times we, you know, on Thursdays we do the So You Think You Can Dance thing at Rotating Houses where we all go watch together.
Right.
You know, which we enjoy that too. And then they get to experience a little bit our little geek culture a little bit. Since they don't do video games or anything like that, they get to experience, you know, a little bit of Munchkin, you know, and sometimes Cards of Humanity. Also, this week, one of the things that I did, I actually played a new game. We played a new game. We got into a beta thanks to Elliot for...
You played.
Thanks to Elliot.
Thank you, Elliot.
For getting us a beta key to a game that's done by Hi-Rez Studio, which is the same company that did Tribes of Sand and Global Agenda. The name of the game is Smite. And what Smite is, it's like a god version of Dota, Defense of the Ancients, right. or League of Legends, where they're using gods like Anubis and Zeus, Odin, and all these different, you know, gods from, you know, different cultures and stuff like that. Norse gods, Chinese gods, Egyptian gods. And you're pretty much playing, you know, defense, you know, kind of a PvP defense tower, you know,
mm-hmm.
thing. And you played, what, probably an hour or two?
Please. 15 minutes, maybe? I was done. I played the Arachnid Queen, hated it, and shut off. Thank you very much, Ella, for the key, but it's not my thing.
Yeah.
It's just not my kind of thing.
But
I died so much. I don't like games where I die all the time. I know that's what PvP is, and you die. Well, you just come back and try again. But I don't like it, so it's not my thing.
Right. So I've been playing it, and I've been enjoying it. I mean, with League of Legends and Dota, you have to, from what I've heard, is click to move. And with this one, you actually use the WASD keys to go around and do your abilities and whatnot. So I've been enjoying it and everything. I picked up a couple of extra gods and stuff like that, and you level up. So I kind of been enjoying it. And, you know, it's funny that it's in beta and you still have people talking junk about the character you're playing and you're a noob at it. And it's like, it's in beta. There are not a lot of people playing the game right now.
Exactly.
It's not like, you know, I've been playing for, you know, 3 months. So it's just funny. I mean, it's just, you know, people crack me up. And you got something on here, babe?
I do. I actually started a new book. This is the book that we talked about last week,
right?
For Sword and Laser, Leviathan's Wake. I am approximately, give you the percentage into it. I'm 45% in.
I am 1% in.
And I haven't even watched the kickoff yet. They had a kickoff.
Oh, really?
For this, and I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, but I need to do that too, and maybe that'll kick me off the.
It starts off slow.
Right.
But it actually picks up, and it's really good. And you don't know how it's going to end. There are surprises, things you don't expect.
Well, to me, it didn't seem like it started off slow.
Well, maybe there's a slow period. Well, no, it didn't start off slow, but after that initial prologue, then it's slow.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about the prologue. Really? I mean, I'm talking about after the prologue.
Oh, okay.
To me, it wasn't slow.
It seemed like it got a little slow. Well, just wait a second.
It might
get a little slow. And
I think it may be that it's sci-fi, so it may seem a little slow, and it didn't intrigue you.
But fantasy would. But now it's good. I like it a lot, and I intend to get up to maybe 50% tonight. I doubt it. That's a lot.
Yeah, if we don't finish watching Switched
at
Birth.
We're going to finish watching Switched at Birth today. I am in love with Switched at Birth. This is such a good series.
Yep.
I don't know why I love it with their fake sets. There's obviously fake sets, but I still like it.
Yeah. I like the fact that they actually are in Kansas City.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And well, I don't know if they're actually there recording, but
yeah, they
the settings in Kansas City.
They did some B rolls, and they had the highway to show you that it was Kansas.
Right.
So, so I look forward to putting on Goodreads. I joined up with Goodreads, and I'm going to do a review on the book when I'm done.
Yep.
The fridge is not prepared.
All right, Renee made 2 awesome recipes this week.
I did. I would have made more if it wasn't for that.
And the first one, the first recipe was the curry chicken and rice soup.
It was good.
This was very, very good.
I would put more curry next time, just so I could have more of a curry flavor. It wasn't very strong, but it tasted like an intense, amazing, flavorful chicken soup.
Right. And it was really good. I really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah. I would make a big pot. Like, I would double it and make like a big pot of that.
Definitely. I would not fight you against that.
So I'm going to turn to that when it gets cold.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be awesome when it gets cold?
Yep.
Oh. So I made that. That was great. And then I did shredded tri-tip roast for tacos. This was okay. It uses 1.5 cups of wine along with it goes in a crock pot.
Blue wine.
And I don't love wine. I mean, it cooked down, but it still had the taste. It was really there. And
right.
I think I leave off the wine and I put more salt and seasonings in it. It wasn't bad, especially it was better the next day.
Right.
So I don't know. I might try this and do some different stuff in the future, but it's not on the top of my list.
Okay.
And then
I had a friend of mine at the beginning of the week. I knew the 4th was coming around, and he's big into smoking meat and everything else. So I asked him, was he going to smoke anything this week? And he said, yeah. So I asked him, was he going to do a brisket, and that you and I were going to half with him and his wife for a smoked brisket. So they were having a neighborhood party and whatnot. And he was like, yeah, man, I'll get a brisket and we'll smoke it and put it, you know, I'll cut it in half and share it with you. So we got a smoked brisket from him. This is like his 4th smoked brisket that he's done. So he's still learning. So how did you enjoy the brisket?
It was really, really good. I love brisket. It's like a love affair with brisket. I'm just like, oh, it was very, very good. And right. Thanks to Steve, you get.
Right. So thanks to Steve for smoking that brisket for us, man. Really, really, really appreciate it a lot.
And tell us if we're going to do it again.
Oh, yeah. I even talked to him and said, you know, I might get him to smoke some pork and, you know, make some pulled pork sandwiches or something out of, you know, so definitely I'm looking forward to that. I love food.
Yeah. Speaking of loving food, we actually started to something to channel our love of food in a good way. We mentioned last week how we were going to do Lose It.
Right. So we talked about watching The Weight of the Nation.
Right. Right.
And
we did talk about that.
And last Monday was the day, Monday was the day that we started Lose It.
Right. Right.
And so we've been on track with that. And
right. We've actually used 4 different apps, to do this calorie counting and monitoring. Lose It has been great for me. Even if I can't find the food, I can easily add it. And since more and more people are providing nutrition information online,
right,
it's been a good thing.
Yeah.
So I am gonna continue to do Lose It. And I did my first weigh-in. I do 1 weigh-in a week. Some people said it was too much, but I think it's good for me.
And I mean, go from 1 week to, you used to do it every day.
Yeah. So I do it once a week, and I know it won't happen every week, but for the first week, I lost 9 pounds.
Right. And that was awesome. And it was funny when you went to go weigh this morning, you were like, what? Something's wrong. And I was like, what? And then and I see you look down. I guess you were turning the scale back on.
Right. I turned it off, turned it back on, because I was like, something's not right. So.
Right. Yeah. And you step back on, you're just like, I lost 9 pounds.
I was like, holy crap.
And I was like, yeah.
But then we even said to each other the day before that we felt smaller, like a little bit smaller. And now I probably did. So I'm going to keep at it. And because I lost weight, my level of calories went down, but it's right. Fine. I don't see it as being a problem to maintain. And plus, we're going to start to walk a little bit since it's 80s instead of 103.
Definitely, definitely.
And you want to talk about Calorie King, or do you want to talk about?
Oh, and then for the total of our whole house, oh, yeah, we lost 18.4 pounds.
Yeah, we lost 18.4.
I'm down awesome. 9.4 and everything. And I'm not doing the 0.4 to try to one up. It was just that scale I use does tenths and stuff like that. I actually had put 10 pounds and then I was like, oh, I guess I should put the right weight, you know. So, but yeah, so I mean, totally excited about where we're going, slow and steady, and it's a life change for us, you know. And another app that we use is called Calorie King, and what Calorie King is, I can't remember if we talked about this on the show last week or not, but it's another database that's out there that you can pull calorie information from for different, you know, foods, restaurants, and everything else. Is a great resource. And the good thing about these apps, I mean, one, they're free, you know, and Calorie King actually sells a book. I mean, they could sell this app, but instead, you know, you have the ability to get a book, you know, from them and having your glove compartment or one at home, because we were actually going to buy 3 of the books, you know, one in the glove compartment and one in our bag, so that we can always be prepared. I mean, that's one of the things, you know, with doing this, is that really want to watch everything and just kind of, you know, be knowledgeable.
Yeah. And count everything that goes in your mouth. You'd be surprised.
Right. And then the next one was, MyFitnessPal. Did you already talk about MyFitnessPal?
MyFitnessPal, I just want to bring that up because that's a different calorie counting app. If you don't like how Lose It does things, try MyFitnessPal. I know some people use that. Just a different calorie counting app, and they have some things that Lose It doesn't. So just check that one out too. And the last app that we use to help monitor our health is
Water Your Body. It's an app that kind of helps you keep track of the water you do. If you like having your phone to keep track with stuff and stuff like that, kind of, you know, one of those things, it kind of gets you, you know, in that thing where you want to check something, you know, and basically what it does, it says, you know, put in your weight, and it's the thing of, you know, you're supposed to drink half your weight in ounces. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you're supposed to drink, you know, 200 pounds, you're supposed to drink 100 ounces of water, you know, and everything. So, what this app does, it just helps you keep track of it and everything else, and it gives you a grade, but I haven't been doing that diligently, like.
Yeah, I didn't do it today, but I would like to, just so I make sure I get my water.
Yeah, and then one of the things that I did, I kind of posted on Twitter, this big 3 liter, 3 liter, bottle of Deer Park water that I've been drinking. You know, I'm supposed to drink 2 of those a day.
That's crazy.
And I've already drunk one, and I gotta start on my second one. I'm gonna try to, but I'm not gonna force myself. I don't know. That's a lot of water, you know, but, also with food here, Eric in the chat rooms told us that, Scott Johnson from Frog Pants made an awesome announcement today that, he's bringing back one of his podcasts, which is called Geek Food. His wife Kim and him, it was him and his wife, and it was audio, then it fell off, and then it came back with audio and video.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
then it fell off again because he got so busy.
Right. But now it's coming back, and it sounds like it's going to be Kim, his wife, and his sister, possibly, or something like that. So it was on today's TMS on July 9th. So mm-hmm. We haven't heard that show today. I used to try to listen live sometimes, but apparently we'll hear about that tomorrow when we
get to it. We're always a day behind.
Yep. But, wow, man, with that, we're going to get into a little bit of, Johnny Feist there. Valentine's, odds and ends. Odds and ends. All right. So last week, we forgot to mention a couple of things about Nerdtacular. There was just so much information. Shell Black, who made our Jane hats.
Mm-hmm.
She gave us a housewarming gift that she surprised us with.
It was so unexpected. And it was, my jaw dropped. It is a big knitted blanket, and the design is our podcast logo.
Yeah.
It's so amazing.
And it's totally awesome. So we want to thank her. And then also want to let you all know, if you want to see some of the work that she does, she's Shell Black, and I'm trying to
Shell
remember
stuff.
Shell Stuff is. On,
and I will,
on Etsy.
Yeah,
and
we're gonna make sure.
And we're going to drop a link out there because you have to see the work that she does. And it's absolutely awesome. And she, you know, she does awesome work. And I mean, she did some of the, Fear Steve stuff for Scott. And I mean, it's just totally amazing. Just amazing. You know, she does yarn, needlework, thread, mm-hmm. and just so much out there. So definitely, you know, check her out there on Etsy. And it's not crazy. I mean, it's great. It's just a great work that she did. And then also, I want to also thank Chinbeard or, Bill Duran, the Mr. Props guy, or the Geek Fitness guy. He, made me, a replica of, the Uncharted.
Yeah.
Watch from the game. It's a leather banded watch that, was totally beautiful and awesome. Done leather work, wide band. And it's just amazing. You know, just the talent that's in, you know, in the community out there is just amazing. So you definitely can check him out, and his work at punishedprops.com,
mm-hmm.
Is his website. If you want to see some of the work that he's done with, you know, different Mass Effect type guns and just game props. You know, if you're looking to do some cosplay and you need a weapon or you need some armor, you know, he can probably get it out there for you. So,
mm-hmm.
And then, one of the things we did this past week before the AC went out was that why did we go to Home Goods? We went to Home Goods for some reason. I think, I was looking for a wicker basket.
Yeah, we were looking for, that's what it was.
And then while we were looking for a wicker basket, we saw this beautiful painting or this beautiful canvas art in the back of a horse, running. And everyone that knows Renee, knows that she loves horses.
Loves horses.
I mean, as a kid, she would go around on her hands and knees and trot around like a horse. And you put a towel in your back of your pants like it was a tail.
I did.
And what else? Did you neigh?
I did.
Did you let your twin sisters ride on your back like you were a horse?
No. By the time they were old enough to do that, I was out of that stage.
See, I would have done it just so I can buck them off.
Really?
That sounds like something you would have done.
No. Well, I sat on them before.
But we got that, and we got also a board of the house rules for our house, which some people may have seen. It has stuff like be patient, hug often, yeah, use kind words.
A lot of people like that.
And I like saying that's my, that's the long version of saying don't be a prick, you know. So totally don't be a prick, yeah, in our house.
That's so. Definitely not a good thing. So I like the art. I mean, I don't know. It's just nice to have stuff up on the walls. And the horse picture is amazing. I love just looking at it.
Right. And then at the beginning of the show, you may have heard that we talked about hanging most of the pictures. Pictures hung, kind of, is what the show notes said. And I was like, the pictures are hung. We have three more left. He's like, well, you can't say all the pictures are hung.
Yeah, and I said I sounded angry. I did sound a little angry. But a lot of them are hung. As you can see in Jay's camera, he has his ELR poster behind him.
Yep.
It looks quite nice in its frame. And we're going to finish up soon. We're going to fill the walls with art and things that we like. And it's going to be nice.
Yeah, so punished props. Right? .com.
Punishprops.com.
Alright. So yeah, definitely, we're happy about getting, the pictures hung. We have a few more to hang, and we have some few more to frame. Cause we have the Nerdtacular 2012 pictures, and then we have the Firefly male crew pictures. I need to try to get the female crew as also.
Oh man.
But you know what though? They didn't have Kaylee in the female ones, did they?
I don't think so.
And that kind of made me sad a little bit, but anyhow, you know, we'll see. That'll be like four more pictures that we have to hang up. And I'm just totally excited about, you know, decorating the house, getting stuff on the walls and looking great. You know, hopefully we can, you know, find a gaming table or something like that. We can pull up into the
Kaylee is on there. It's Kaylee, Zoe, and Inara. And River.
Okay. All right. Well, totally. I may have to order that or something like that if they're not on back order.
No, they're not. They're $30 though.
Oh, they were higher than the dudes.
Dudes are on sale.
What's up with that?
Dudes are no longer available.
They're trying to get rid of them. I guess the ladies of Firefly are selling well, and they're gonna keep going as far as they can.
Yeah, but we need to get those to complete the set for sure.
All right. We're going to hop in here to podcast of the week real quick.
Podcast of the week.
Just a little announcement. We haven't done a show yet, but, I'm actually going to be co-hosting on a new show that's coming up from the After Dark Network or Gaming After Dark. There's a game called, not a game, but it's a podcast going by the name of Go Mad, which is Grumpy Old Men After Dark. It's a game about older gamers that, you know, and we're pretty grumpy. And it's along with me, Shaky Legs, and, Robot Spider. And we're going to be talking about gaming from the older aspect of players, you know, those 30 and above. And whatnot, because originally we were going to call ourselves Gaming After 30, but there's a Gaming After 40 podcast out there and didn't want to intrigue on there.
Yeah, that'll be a little, yeah.
Right, so.
I agree.
So the tagline is go mad or go home, you know. So yeah, check it out. I think the website, you can go out to gamingafterdark.engine, ENJIN.com, and then you may see it on a news link up there. So we have more information about that later in the, later on. It should be, I think we're recording this week actually. So one of the first topics is going to be some of the things that we hate about, first person shooters. So it'll be mostly Robot nice. Spider now. You know, you're going to be talking about getting sniped in Call of Duty and whatnot. So, but it's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. Just, you know, something a little different out there. And, you know, I think we're going to have guest spots and stuff like that. So I was totally going to, you know, slip you in there because, hey.
Oh, really?
You know, yeah, why not?
Because I'm a grumpy old woman gamer.
Oh, yeah. Go WAD.
Go you know, WAD.
You know, so definitely.
Yeah.
But, I think that is. A rap? Is that a rap?
I think it's a show.
Oh, man.
Oh, I miss this music. I haven't heard it in a whole week.
Yep. I want to again say thanks to Eric for hanging out with us in the chat room.
Thanks, Eric.
Really appreciate your coming out and listening to us. And
Galadian just sneaking in.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, but he was here. That's better than what some of the other folks would know.
Sir.
Yeah, sir. At least Frisco has his own podcast out. But one of the things that, if you want to get in contact with us, you can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at ValentineCast. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. You can also call us at 415-75-VCAST. That is
415-758-2278. You can also see our videos on YouTube at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-Y. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
Yeah, so we didn't fry.
We didn't fry. We were almost Kentucky Fried Valentine's, but not quite.
We made it through the hot heat of Kentucky, but it's cooling off now, and we're happy about that, definitely. Mm-hmm. So, but you all have a great week. Oh, got a thing.
What?
Oh, cause we're not gonna be doing. Are we gonna be doing more recipes for a little bit?
No, we're not going to do any new recipes for a while.
Yeah, because we've been saying a lot of the recipes that we have are keepers, but we haven't went back and fixed some of these recipes.
And that's me. And I'm always looking for new stuff. So we're going to go back to some of our keepers and try it out if they're not too many calories.
Right.
And so, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, just to kind of give you all a heads up, you know, if you're kind of wondering where those new recipes are that Renee makes and stuff like that, they're gonna be not as many here in the next probably month or two. Mm-hmm. You know, until we get, you know, I don't want you to get burned out. This is one thing that I didn't want you to get burned out on.
You're very nice.
But anyway, but again, have a great week and stay cool and hug often.
Bye guys.
Bennett.